From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, Chicago, forget about the Billy Goat. I'm Goaty Bill, Bill Curtis. And here is your host, filling in for Peter Sagal at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Mike Pesca.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. I am the host of the Slate podcast, The Gist, where we appeal to the high-minded, we cater to the policy-oriented, we indulge the better angels of our nature. In other words, the opposite of this show. Although today, I do have to say, we will be joined by a bona fide Hall of Famer, former NFL quarterback Steve Young will be here later. But now it is time for you to call us and play our games. The number to call is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hello, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Alex James from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hi,
hey.
Alex.
Hey, Alex.
What do you do in Columbia?
I'm a campaign manager for a U.S. congressional race here.
Having fun yet, Alex?
Yeah, most of it.
Well, Alex, let me introduce you to our personal offensive line, who should be good for one or two offensive lines. First up, it is correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and the author of the book Approval Junkie. It's Faith Saley.
Hey, Alex.
Next, we have on hand humorist and author of the forthcoming book, How the Hell Did This Happen? The 2016 Presidential Election, PJ O'Rourke. And finally, it's correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and host of the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation Saturday mornings on CBS. It's Mo Rocca.
Hi, Alex.
Well, welcome to the show, Alex. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. You could correctly ID the actual thing that the actual person actually said. And if you do that, you get to hoist our version of the championship trophy, scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your outgoing voicemail. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, then. Here is your first quote.
I'll get myself in trouble. I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school, wouldn't you?
So that was Vice President Joe Biden threatening to beat someone up behind the gym who?
The answer to the first question every week, Donald Trump.
You are so right.
He does give so much. Yes, and the Republican nominee responded, essentially saying, bring it on. So this is interesting for me. For months, the Democrats have been saying that Trump is coarsening the language of the election. And then the Scranton scrapper pops off, and everyone's like, yeah, get him, beat him up, blood.
I liked it better when it starred Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
I just think the whole thing, it's a symptom of what everyone is feeling. In fact, I think PJ is writing a book about it, this election fatigue. We have less than 2 weeks remaining in 2016, and people are losing their minds. They cannot take it. They're threatening each other. Did you see this? John Dingell, the 90-year-old former congressman from Michigan. This is true. Here is a quote. He essentially said he'd rather be dead, quote, "You're not supposed to wish your days away when you're 90, but this honestly cannot come soon enough."
I just keep having to remind myself, you know, as a political humorist, that what's good for me is bad for the nation. Because I've been having a great time. I mean, this is absolutely wonderful. And then you remember that it isn't just on television.
It's happening.
It's actually happening, yeah.
But are you actually honing your instinct? I mean, isn't it almost too easy? Aren't you like the dog who, instead of hunting on the savannah, just like lives in a butcher shop?
No. It's been totally low-hanging fruit, you know, and nuts. It's been...
Okay, Alex. Here's your next quote.
Worst insurance ever.
That was a person on Twitter talking about the problems with what type of insurance?
I'm living in the political world. I'm not sure. Can I get a hint?
It's not political at all.
It's not political.
You don't want to admit
You know,
it.
One thing about politics always stays out of the insurance business. Yeah. No politics involved in the insurance business.
A type of health care insurance, not motorcycle
Obamacare.
Insurance. Yes, yes, Obamacare. Next week, people covered by Obamacare will see their premium price go up an average of 22%. The old levels were silver, gold, and platinum. So maybe they need to introduce some lower price points like asphalt, cool ranch, and dirt. Dirt's not actually just the name of the insurance. That's the actual insurance plan. Rub some dirt on it. Give the doctor a scoop or two. That's his copay. Or maybe they'll go the ESPN way. There's Obamacare, Obamacare 2, Obamacare Deportes, Obamacare Classic. It's just throwback medicine, leeches and opium.
I'm half with you.
You know, this just occurs to me. The other day in my hall, in my apartment building in New York City, of course, this neighbor of mine walks by with a T-shirt that says, "I like Obamacare." Sorry, I have no joke. That's just a lonely T-shirt.
That just goes to show that Obamacare doesn't give adequate mental health coverage.
Yeah. I'm not saying the insurance isn't good, but when they talk about coverage, they literally just meant that T-shirt. Let's go on to our last quote. Here we go.
I don't know anybody that's 108 years old. What does that have to do with anything?
That was a man named John Lackey talking about the 108-year drought suffered by whom?
The Cubs.
Yes! I believe the Chicago audience applauding the Cubs, not their ineptitude, but yes, the Chicago Cubs have not won a World Series since 1908. The last time they won, Mark Twain, Leo Tolstoy, and Geronimo were alive. True.
Not playing for them. At moments since 1908, it did look like they were playing for the Cubs.
Bringing the lefty, Tolstoy, off the bench, My favorite 1908 in perspective fun fact is that people like Perry Como and Mother Teresa and Jessica Tandy weren't even born yet. These are people who have been dead in some cases for decades and were famous for being old people when they were alive, but they weren't even alive yet in 1908.
Well, Bill and I remember.
This is a lot of action for the Midwest, isn't it? With Cleveland, you know, and Chicago, like, fighting it out like this. I mean, such hostility. The Midwest is the new Mideast.
Is there kind of some collegial support from White Sox fans? I mean, is all of Chicago bonded together over this?
They're like,
nice.
They're like Sunni and Shia, White Sox and Cubs, right?
But they can get together every now and then.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, because, the Indians are like the Kurds.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And everybody hates the Kurds, so.
Yes, this is the public radio way to explain the complicated thing called baseball.
Well,
you're
actually
liking it to the very easy Middle East. Yeah.
That kind of defines the NPR audience.
All right, Bill, how did Alex do?
Alex did very, very well. 3-0, just like in baseball.
All right, Alex.
Great job, Alex. You win Carl Castle's voice. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, Mike.